It's DJ Khaled, Future and SZA. This one's called Beautiful. On Rise FM, mid-mornings, Vuka Kleva, It Happened to Me. Have you ever been scammed, swindled, hijacked, kidnapped, or betrayed? Share your story with us on 072-885-7702. And let's warn our fellow South African. And today we chat with one of the victims who was scammed and job hunting, Emmanuel Ndumbe, who lost his laptop and all his other personal documents. Emmanuel, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Cho Chang, and good morning to Rise FM listeners.
Quite the story you have, man. And I know it was, you know, a couple of years ago, but I think, you know, when you're scammed or if you're hijacked, anything that's really sad is something that stays with you because it becomes so tragic.
It is indeed. It's traumatic. And I think to one's mind, it becomes something that is repeatedly or constantly coming back to you as flashbacks. However, because it's to what happened to me,
yeah.
It dates back to 7th of May 2015.
Take us through that story, Emmanuel, of, you know, what happened, where you went, how did it happen?
All right. As a former bulletin editor and a former radio personality in one of the radio stations in Emalahleni, the city of Colo, where I was born and raised, it once happened to me there was a perpetrator who called in the office and asked to speak to the news editor, and at that time only to find out it was me. And the person who received the phone called me and said there's a perpetrator by the name of Nkosinathi Mahlangu who needs to speak to you, and is calling from the SABC in Oakland Park.
Mm.
I spoke to Nkosinathi, and he told me that at Oakland Park, there will be a training session or a training program whereby all the news editors in various community radio stations will be required to participate. And then he went on and asked me if I have any gadgets with me, because he needed for the interview.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I said to him, yes, at the time I had my personal laptop and I had my smartphone. And he went on and said, okay, I'll book you an accommodation, because the training program or session was supposed to take 3 days, as I had to depart from Emalahleni to Johannesburg from Friday and return back home on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And while on my way, he kept calling to confirm my arrival, what time will I arrive in Joburg. And I told him that I'm on my way, because I woke up early that morning and I even skipped breakfast, because yeah, the excitement was so high.
Shame, man, yeah.
Yes, and all that happened after I was nominated for MTN Radio Award for Best Bulletin Reader. And it was so real, it was so legit, and I thought that perhaps SABC had recognized that there is actually a good and a great potential in Emalahleni.
Mm.
And as I arrived in Johannesburg, I met the traitor, and he said to me, all right, before we go to where you'll be accommodated, I would like you to accompany me to Bromfontein,
mm-hmm.
because I also need to do some shopping, clothing shopping,
mm-hmm.
So that I can be ready to facilitate you guys.
Yeah.
I said, okay, no problem. But I have my luggage here, I've got my stuff, and I cannot be walking around in the city of Johannesburg with such things. He said to me, no problems. I have a friend of mine who is a security officer in one of the buildings in Commissioner Street. Okay, we went to that security officer and we requested that he accept my luggage and keep it until we come back.
Mm.
So we went to Bromfontein. As we went, everything was promising. Everything was so real. And as I said, that on that morning, I missed the skipped breakfast. I went to one of the supermarkets and bought myself a sandwich and a juice.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the perpetrator went to a clothing shop, which were shops that were just next door to each other. The other shop is a supermarket, the other one is a clothing shop.
Okay, yeah.
And then, as I was busy enjoying my sandwich, and I said to myself, this person took so long. He went in to buy some clothes, but he's not coming back. Let me go and check him. As I went in the shop, I asked the shop assistant, have you seen a person wearing a hat of this color? It was a white hat. And then they said, no, there was no person of that description that went in here. Okay, yeah. And then I said to them, do you guys have CCTV cameras? They said, no, our shop doesn't have CCTV cameras. Then it came to my mind that, something is not adding up here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me deciding to go back, where we left my luggage. And when I arrived in that building, I found the very same security officer, and I asked him, hey, I'm here, and I came back to fetch my stuff. And then he said, oh, no, the person you're working with, unfortunately, he came and he took your stuff. I said, what? Why did you give it to him? And then he said, no, me, I thought you guys know each other. And it was not a problem if I give one of you the stuff as you left them here. Oh, that was me all mixed up. Now I had to go hunt the nearest police station.
Yeah.
And I met one of the metro police then. And then I told them the story. And then they said, no, you have to go to Brixton Police Station and open a case. When I went there to Brixton Police Station, they took me to Hillbrow Police Station, back to Central Police Station. And that's where I got assistance, and that's where the case was opened. Lucky enough, I had my bank card on my position, whereas my cell phone and my laptop went missing on that day. Now I'm stranded. I can't call anytime for help. I have to make means so that I can make a quick call back to WeBank and tell people that, no, man, this is the situation that I came across. So don't be surprised if you don't reach me or if you don't find me on the phone. And can you imagine, I had to spend the night at one of the storerooms in the block of buildings in Johannesburg. So as I said to you, some situations, they can be tragic to an extent that, they can be traumatic.
Yeah.
But with me being strong as I am even today, it was a lesson to me that in such times whereby something sounds too good to be true, double check and be careful and make a thorough research, find out if is this for real. And to the other listeners out there, I can give them an advice that, the people you are working with in the working environment, mm-hmm. be sure, be careful that, are they your real colleagues? Are they your real friends?
Yeah.
Because at some point, it does strike my mind that is that was an orchestrated kind of a setup internally from my workplace. Yeah.
I mean, is this something that you found out, or is it something that you're suspecting?
Yes, exactly. And when I connected the dots, indeed, it added up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it added up. And a year later, after the incident, the perpetrator called again, and he called himself Warrant Officer Tsotetsi. And why do I say I connected the dots? Mm-hmm. You know, at our various workplaces, we have our next of kin, whereby we register their names and surnames.
Right.
So he used my mom's surname, that perpetrator, as he was staging as a warrant officer. To me, to all the victims that were scammed on this particular year, we found the suspects, and now we would like you to come back here and identify the suspects if you can recognize if it's one of them. So So, me being me, I said to the so-called warrant officer, "Hey, warrant officer, I can't remember the case number. Would you kind of please remind me the case number?"
Yeah.
And then he started going silent, and he came back to me and said, "So you don't know your case number?" I said, "No, I can't remember because it happened a while back. So would you please kind of help me with the case number?" And then he hung up the phone and said to me, he's going to look for the case number. And he never came back to date.
Wow, Emmanuel, first, thank you for sharing your story. But, I mean, you did mention that you did go to the police station. Did they ever get back to you?
No, they haven't. And I made numerous calls and follow-up until I gave up.
Yeah.
Because I told myself that what I've lost, I will recover it.
Absolutely.
10 times more.
Oh.
Yeah, what was I was grateful for was life, because life only comes once. I'm grateful that I was safe. I was not attacked. I was not killed. So I never lost a life. But the things that I lost will still be recovered.
Absolutely.
However, just said that, I lost my personal belongings. Never mind the clothes, but there are some documents, they are so precious, you know.
Absolutely.
So it takes time to recover them back.
You know, we've run out of time, but Emmanuel, thank you so much for coming on to the show and sharing your story. And I think it's very unfortunate that you did go to the authorities, and to date, you've not really gotten any response, because I think when something like this happens, the first people that we think of, it becomes the authorities, you know, because you assume that these are the people that are to help you. But thank you so much for coming on to the show. And I'm so sorry that somebody used your dream, I would say, to lure you into scamming you and to doing something that really is going to trigger you for a lifetime. But I wish you all the very best, and no more scams, I hope.
No more scams, Sister Tlangi. You know, one thing I can say is that crime is affecting each one of us on a daily basis.
Yeah,
as I was listening to Rise FM news, I heard about the Department of Security scams also. And not so long, in Malahleni, there was a shootout at the mall. So, a person was shot while was in his vehicle, and they took his personal belongings. So crime affects each one of us on a daily basis.
Sure,
so
man.
It's something that, we really need to curb. Yeah. So
absolutely.
With
absolutely.
All that being said, I can say to the other people listening out there that, hey, Vuka Clever, be cautious. In as much as you may be desperate for a job or for work, but do your research.
Absolutely. Emmanuel, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much, Kasang. Goodbye.
It's going to be like Do Good Friday, just 67 times better. Hi, Dumela. So we have a feature, right, on Rise FM Lunch. It's called Do Good Friday, where we try and do a little bit of good in the world. We all know it's much needed. But now, it's Mandela Month. We thought we'd ask you to help us. So please, bring any wearables, clothes, shoes, blankets, anything pre-loved to the Rise FM studios here in Mbombela. And I will personally make sure we can do as much good as we can this Mandela month. Let's do good Fridays on Rise FM Lunch with Lily Wakhamakofane for the whole of Mandela month.
I see there's a lot of you who have your own similar stories on whether you've been scammed, swindled, hijacked, kidnapped or betrayed, and we want you to share it with us on 072-885-7702. So this is going to happen every single Thursday, first hour of the show. It's called Vuka Clever. It happened to me. We want you to share your story, and you know, I mean, if we can help you in any way possible, we are going to do our best. We don't want you to just share your story. We want to help you as well. We go into the news with Zimkita Shongwe. Taking us there is some DJ Sintle on the ones and twos.